Raf, go to Kerry now. All right, Kerry Crowley joins us from St. Louis. Kerry, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you?
Excellent, Marty. Last day on the road this season.
I know. Can the Giants avoid 50 losses on the road? That's the question.
It's going to be difficult. I mean, when you look at this Cardinals offense, Marty, this is a team that I think can do some damage in the playoffs, even if they have to get in with a wild card game. You know, they've got a lineup that is just tough on pitchers for all nine innings. There aren't any real weaknesses, even at the bottom of the order. They've got guys hitting in the seventh and eighth spots that will be hitting in the three and four spots for the Giants.
This is a big game for the Cardinals today. And, of course, we love that phrase in sports, the big game. But the truth of the matter is the Brewers and Cardinals hook up, and that's, you know, they're fighting it out. And then the Cardinals go to Chicago. It's like Giants-Dodgers on the last weekend. So they've got their guy going today, Mikolas, the Lizard King, and we'll see what happens with him. And he seems to win. When he wins, they win when he pitches.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his record this season, and I know that pitcher wins aren't indicative of how well a pitcher is thrown, but they are indicative of a team and how well that they respond to a pitcher. And so I think that the Giants have their hands full, and you see Bruce Bochy going with every single left-hander in his lineup today, trying to get Alan Hansen out there in right field, Gregor Blanco in center. You see Joe Panik in the lineup again. And so the Giants are going to do what they can to load the lineup full of guys who can hopefully, in their opinion, get Mikolas in tough spots.
Kerry, what do you think about Suarez? And I said it earlier, 153 innings, most of any rookie pitcher in the National League, the most starts of any rookie pitcher in the National League. And here he is, September 23rd. And look, we saw this kid in spring training. Remember his locker when we'd walk in through that entrance of the clubhouse? There he would be, looking up at us. And we'd see him every day, and he would just sit there as quiet as can be. And he's got a chance to finish off a heck of a season.
You know, Marty, something that's really struck me about Andrew Suarez over the last few weeks, and I don't think we've talked about this enough, is his competitiveness and his passion is really underrated. You may not see it because he is so quiet, and we saw that characteristic throughout spring training. He was there to learn. He was still very green and raw, but he's come a long way this season, and I think that his last start in San Diego really revealed a lot about the way that he approaches the game, because when Bruce Bochy went out to the mound to take him out after 7 2/3 innings, Suarez was heated. He was very upset that he was coming out of that game, thought he deserved the right to finish it, not just go eight, but go all nine against San Diego. And that's the kind of fire that the Giants are going to need from the young guys who come up over the next few seasons, because this roster is going to change over pretty dramatically, whether it happens this season or 2020. There's going to be big changes coming, and Andrew Suarez is a guy who's part of that, and he's ushering in the next era, and they need guys who play with that competitive fire.
I see Henry Schulman is giving you trouble on Twitter today. What's up?
Oh, it's a day that ends in Y if Henry Schulman is giving me trouble on Twitter, Marty.
Right. Yeah, what's the deal here? Something about Kirk Reeder?
Yeah, Kirk Reeder just showed up in St. Louis. He's here with his college-age daughter, and Henry and Andy were both reminiscing about stories that they wrote about Kirk and becoming a father, and I was joking that I hadn't even written my first book report yet when Henry was writing that story about Kirk's daughter.
So they got on you for being homeroom.
Yes.
I got it. All right, very good. Well, just give it back to them, will you? Because they haven't made every trip here in every game. So that's why you're Rookie of the Year. So no one's going to touch you. Yeah, I told you that. You're in for Rookie of the Year. All right, yesterday, just to finish it up with Kerry Crowley, how disappointed was Bochy? Did he have regrets leaving Rodriguez in for the home run by Molina? And, of course, I'm sure he was upset that Hansen couldn't get the runner in the 10th inning.
Yeah, very, very disappointed and frustrated with yesterday, but no regrets about leaving Rodriguez in. Said he's their guy that they want in that situation. He's proven that he can go 7 or 8 innings so many times this season, and with the way he was throwing yesterday, he deserved the opportunity to come back to the mound and protect that lead, because the Giants really haven't given him many leads this season. So that was the pitcher he wanted on the mound in that situation. But again, when you look at the Giants roster compared to what the Cardinals have out there, there right now. They're just in two different universes with all the injuries that have hit the Giants over the past 2 months and Andrew McCutchen going to the Yankees. And so he's pleased with the fight that this team has showed, but you know, they're up against a tall order fighting against teams that are really jockeying for playoff position. And so to not be able to pull off a game here in the first two of the series was really disappointing for Bochy.
Well, Melanson's going for the hat trick today.
Oh, gosh. I would be surprised if Melanson got in there for a fourth consecutive game.
Yeah, I don't think so. Look, the more power to him that he's out there throwing it. But, you know, those breaking balls, whatever he throws, there's always that hanger. And they may not hit it out all the time, but he's susceptible to those hangers. And you watch him pitch. It's not just one pitch. That's the way he pitches.
Yeah, and, you know, the stuff has been sharp at times, but also it hasn't. There's been a lot of mistakes that guys haven't hit. It just hasn't been as crisp as the Giants would hope. And, you know, you could make the argument that the Giants could back off of Melanson at this point with all the arm trouble that he's had over the last two seasons, but I think they're right to continue throwing him out there because you're not really playing for much at this point. So see what you've got in Mark Melanson going into 2019 and 2020 when he's expected to make a ton of money over the next two seasons for the final 2 years of that contract. See if he can throw on back-to-back days. Challenge him to be as good as he can be because these are situations that are very low pressure relative to where the Giants want to be in the situations that they would ultimately like him to pitch in.
No, I agree. As I said, September can also be a learning time as well, and I think we're learning something here. Kerry, thanks so much for taking the time. Have a good day. Carmen is there, by the way. She's sitting behind the on-deck circle, so watch out for her.
Oh, good for Carmen. Beautiful St. Louis, Marty.
Yep. She said she was out till 3 o'clock last night. You didn't see her?
No.
An early night for Kerry Crowley. All right, very good. Hey, have a great time, and I appreciate all the time you put in on the road with us. So have a great game today, and we'll see you this week.
Yep, Marty, looking forward to it.
All right, Kerry Crowley. Thanks, Kerry. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.